Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 91 today, under sunny skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows dip down to about 68, partly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 86, overcast skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 60.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to election season, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has announced that more than 2 million individuals have officially registered to vote ahead of the November general election. The Secretary of State's office is also reminding individuals that if you would like to register, October 15th is that final day, with advance voting by mail beginning the next day, October 16th. October 21st is the date across the state of Kansas for advance to in-voting person at election offices around the state of Kansas, with October 29th starting advance to in-person voting at satellite locations. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is warning that across the state of Kansas, more than 98 cases of whooping cough have been confirmed so far, more than doubling the 41 cases that we saw at the same time last year. They say the whooping cough is a respiratory illness that starts like a common cold, but the coughing can last for weeks or even months. According to the KDHA, they say the most concerning part is the vast majority of the cases have been babies under 12 months of age. The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Fall into cash. This September at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, we're giving away $10,000 in cash each and every Saturday in September. Simply earn entries with your Seven Clans Players Club card, and five winners will walk away with $2,000 in cash. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino has more. Come have a drink at our brand new High Limit Bar. And oh yeah, enjoy all your favorite games at the home of life-changing jackpots. Just a short drive away on Highway 77 in Newkirk. Seven Clans, where the winners play.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is reminding individuals to be aware of your surroundings while you drive, as they say that there's been multiple different crash deaths that have been reported across the state since the beginning of this year, reporting more than 235 different crash deaths so far on Kansas highways alone, which is roughly 13% lower than we usually see by this time. But they are warning that trend could be coming back up, especially with the high speeds that's been recorded.
Like last week, I think we had 11 fatalities at the Highway Patrol work. So, you know, just in a week's time, that number can drastically jump right back up.
That was Trooper Chad at Crittenden with the Kansas Highway Patrol on Cake News, where he says lately there's been multiple different multi-fatal crashes, especially with individuals not paying attention and going into one-way streets.
We don't like to see injuries, let alone fatalities, but we've had a string of multi-fatality crashes in one incident, which is just devastating.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is also reminding individuals to stay off your phone while you're driving. Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Beatrice City Council has approved the second half of their biennial budget with adjustments to their current 2024 budget, saying that this year's tax rate for the city will be set at 34.7 cents per $100 of property valuation. According to the Beatrice City Administrator, they say that it would be the fifth straight year that the city has lowered property tax levies, with the overall property tax request of the city coming in at $3.363 million. As they also remind, there also are no utility rate increases in the community. The city's electric rates have not been increased since 2015, as the city says they felt confident after public hearings were held on the budget and budget adjustments to the current 2024 plan. In other news, the Scottsbluff Police Department says that they've completed a new DUI grant program after participating in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that resulted in 288 warnings and numerous citations within the community. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt continues through Saturday along U.S. 36 Highway in Kansas, as well as fabulous finds on 99 this weekend, which runs along K-99. Hundreds of antique, estate, garage, and yard sales featured in communities and along the rural routes. Frankfort is among community-wide garage sales this weekend. Awareness of traffic is urged, with many visitors, some from out of state, that may not be conscious of local traffic and may at times stop and turn around unexpectedly. Football homecoming is Friday at Valley Heights. Queen candidates are Ann Turber, Chloe Gunn, and Tessa Miller. King candidates Max Shanks, Royce Ekstrom, and Logan Gray. Homecoming parade, 2 p.m. Friday on the square at Blue Rapids, with a tailgate at the football field beginning at 5:30. Bring food and yard games. Crowning of the king and queen will take place during halftime tonight as the Mustangs host Donovan West. Football homecoming is Friday at Washington County. Queen candidates are Natalie Halmandere, Addie Gakel, and Jesse Hoover. King candidates Octavian Cardenas, Garrett Hill, and Monty Huckett. Homecoming parade leaves the district office at 2, proceeding downtown. United Bank and Trust will host a free tailgate party at the football stadium behind the grandstand this evening, 5 until 6:30, with crowning of royalty at the game versus Hanover, which will be our Friday feature game live on KNDY-FM 95.5. The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington. 5K starts at 8 a.m. Car show and vendor shows begin at 9, with games, contests, and bounce houses from 10 to 2. A bike parade is planned at 2. Putt-putt golf, sidewalk chalk, a cakewalk, bingo, free throw contest, face painting, cornhole, and cow pie bingo will be featured. Lunch at noon plus a pickle eating contest. Pep rally games contests from 12:30 till 2. A poker walk at 1. Giveaways announced at 2:45 on Saturday. Must be present to win. All proceeds toward the Washington Playground Project and USD 108 groups. The Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington. Law enforcement and first responders will participate Monday afternoon in a mass casualty drill at Nemahal Central Elementary and Middle Schools in Seneca. Multiple emergency vehicles will be involved from around 12:30 until 3:30 Monday. Classes are not in session Monday. Washington County Hospital recently held a town hall meeting to gauge public support and seek input regarding daycare services and options in the community. Hospital Administrator Roxanne Schottel talks about what was discussed, information gathered, and more as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Schottel talks of the need for services in the Washington community.
Because we have a shortage of daycare providers, we have two people that have run a daycare here in Washington for 40 years. I don't think they have any intent of closing at this point, but after 40 years, you know that retirement will someday come to them, and I don't know what would happen in Washington when that happens. I asked them how many children that they thought that they had helped raise, and it's over 400. So that is the bulk of daycare in Washington, and yes, there are a few others, but there's just a huge shortage. I had hired an employee and had to wait 6 to 9 months for her to start just because she was waiting for a daycare position to open. So it is crucial to our community and to the businesses, to the employers.
Dwayne Polson, age 91, of Valley. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., Salem Lutheran Church, south of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 7. Family will receive friends Friday from 5:30 until 7. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Poulsen. Joanne Russell, age 91, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church, interment in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 8 until 7. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Popkus Memorial Chapel in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Russell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby baker, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Monday's menu, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
American colonists fought, sacrificed, and died to establish and preserve the freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States. The right to privacy has gained attention through Supreme Court rulings, although it's not explicitly mentioned in the Constitution. The Supreme Court has established the right to privacy as a basic human right protected by the Ninth Amendment. Study the Constitution, know your rights, and understand what it says and does not say. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting dry and quiet conditions across much of the region here for today, but looking at a more active weather forecast into your upcoming weekend as a frontal boundary looks to lift northward and basically stalls out across the region, keeping widespread shower and storm activity across the region both Saturday and into your Sunday, and a decent soaking at that, expecting over an inch of rainfall through Saturday and Sunday before we finally dry things out into your Monday, also trending much cooler towards the latter half of your weekend. We look to go from highs in the lower 90s for this afternoon, back into the mid-80s for highs on Saturday, and then only expecting mid-60s for high temperatures on your Sunday. Again, finally looking to dry things out into your Monday, but still stuck in the mid-60s for high temperatures, before those temperatures do look to moderate into Tuesday and Wednesday low 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-September 80, record high on this date 99. The average low 56 and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:28. Sunrise in the morning at 7:14. Milder start again today. Cooler this morning at least. 56 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 20th of September. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Marysville High School Alumni Association would like to invite past, present, and future Bulldogs to our first annual Bulldog Family Reunion on Friday, September 27th from 8 p.m. until midnight at Venue 36. This is Class of 1988 alum Kim Green. Join us for food, drinks, and a great way to make some memories. So don't forget to mark your calendars September 27th for the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion. Look for information on the Marysville High School Alumni Association Facebook page.
Jim Basswell, we get it started with a day you may never see again, courtesy of Shohei Ohtani.
So does Ohtani. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three-home run game. Can you believe this? 10 runs batted in for Ohtani. That's also a career high. 51 home runs for Shohei Ohtani. This is the show that never ends. Can you believe this man?
AM 570 LA Sports. Shohei Ohtani, 6-for-6, 3 home runs, 2 doubles, 10 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, 17 total bases. First player ever, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. 20-4, they rout the Marlins in the process, clinch a playoff spot. Then there was week 3 of the NFL.
Rodgers takes the snap. Play action, looks right, pumps once, throws right, caught, front right pylon. Garrett Wilson, that's a jet touchdown. Garrett Wilson, toe taps just inside the front right pylon. And Aaron Rodgers puts it right in his hands, and the Jets extend their lead.
That's Q 104.3. Aaron Rodgers, 2 scoring strikes. Jets defense strong, 24-3, the win over the Patriots, ending an 8-game home skid to New England. Back to baseball and back to New York. The Mets scored 10 runs, third straight game for the first time in their 63-year history. 10-6 over the Phillies. Diamondbacks kept pace, 5-1 over the Brewers. Braves hit 6 home runs, blast the Reds 15-3. The Guardians walk off the Twins in the process, clinch a playoff spot. Anthony Santander, the walk-off home run. O's over the Giants 5-3. The Astros over the Angels 3-1. Magic number to clinch the West is down to 5, and Atlanta into the WNBA playoffs.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Friday night football action, Marysville hosting Wamego, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Concordia is at Abilene, Chapman at Riley County, Clay Center at Lewisburg, Rock Creek at Bonner Springs. In our Friday feature game on FM 95.5, Washington County will host Hanover, Axtell at Chase County, Frankfort at Solomon, Lynn at Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights entertains Donovan West, and Centralia's home to Onega. Again, Friday football, Marysville hosting Wamego, AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Washington County on FM 95.5, games on air online and on our free mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It took investors a day to react to the Fed's 0.5% interest rate cut, but boy, did they react. The Dow Jones rose 522 points yesterday to close above 42,000 for the first time ever. The S&P added 1.7% for a new record of its own, while the NASDAQ composite soared 2.5%. Shares in Mercedes-Benz plunged 8% overnight after the German carmaker became the latest to cut its guidance for the remainder of this year. Industry watchers say sluggish demand in China and trade disputes are weighing on the auto sector overall. Sales of previously owned homes fell in August 2.5% from the previous month to about 3.8 million. The National Association of Realtors says many would-be home buyers are waiting for mortgage rates to fall before jumping in. And after warnings of falling sales at Nike, CEO John Donahoe is leaving. Company veteran Elliot Hill is coming out of retirement to take the helm of the athletic apparel giant. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment in tackling one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Thank you and drive safely. From the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, almost 50 years of service.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. EPA rules on issues from biofuels to water regulation conflict with the administration's stated goals. That's according to farm industry leaders. On one hand, the EPA and Treasury Department say they want to foster a huge new biofuel market and sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, that could help meet or surpass needed RFS volumes. On the other, Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper argues the EPA is moving to reduce existing market share for biofuels.
On one hand, you've got a renewable fuel standard that requires increased, annually increasing volumes of renewable fuels. And on the other hand, you've got a tailpipe standard rule that is chasing the vehicles that can use those fuels out of the marketplace.
It requires some two-thirds of new light-duty vehicle sales to be EVs by 2032. RFA, the American Farm Bureau, and others are suing EPA to stop the rule. Cooper argues that SAF won't soon make up the difference in lost biofuel demand or soak up a bumper corn crop weighing on the prices.
SAF's a huge opportunity long-term, but we're not going to see, you know, hundreds of millions of bushels or billions of bushels going into aviation fuel for years. Yeah, it's going to be years before we see that sort of volume.
Meantime, the EPA continues to try and enforce the waters of the U.S., despite a unanimous Supreme Court ruling saying the rules must be overhauled. And earlier, an agency vowed to protect farmers. Farmer and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he's heard similar complaints from constituents.
And they're going to tell you that they're going to accept the Supreme Court decision, but you know in the back of your mind that they're going to do everything they can to accomplish their goals and still make it look like they're abiding by the court decision.
Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Growers consider multiple factors when planting winter canola that include moisture conditions, seeding rates, and insects. K-State canola breeder Mike Stom says producers also need to determine where winter canola fits into their crop rotations before seeding in September. He shares two crops canola commonly follows and considerations for both scenarios.
Winter canola really fits best behind winter wheat, and the main reason there is there's an opportunity for some of the soil moisture recharge to happen because that wheat ground has been fallow over the summer months, and you know, hopefully they've left their residue there, and that's helped to incorporate some soil moisture into the profile. Winter wheat is really the easiest crop to follow because that land is readily available. Now, some producers would like to follow an early corn, and maybe it's corn that's been harvested wet for high moisture purposes, or it's corn that's been harvested for silage. That gets a little bit more tricky because you can run into issues with herbicide plant back restrictions for canola. You know, a lot of the commonly used herbicides in corn production have long plant back restrictions for canola. Now, there are some options there that could provide shorter plant back restrictions, but it's really something we have to focus on in corn production and be proactive about selecting shorter plant back restriction products when we're planning to follow corn with canola.
Stom discusses plant back rules for herbicides used on wheat fields ahead of canola.
Wheat, it gets a little bit easier. We still have common use of sulfonylurea herbicides in wheat, and those tend to have longer plant back restrictions. However, some of the varieties that we grow of canola have tolerance to that SU residual in the soil. We're also seeing a trend to where growers aren't using as many SUs now because there are other herbicide tolerant options for wheat production now than there were, you know, 10 or 15 years ago.
He provides an example of what to plant after winter canola.
We typically like to follow a grass species when we're planting winter canola as the next crop because there aren't any, you know, crossover disease issues between wheat, canola, corn, and canola. Now, if we were following a soybean that was harvested on the very early side of things, if white mold was an issue, that could potentially be an issue then in canola. But we typically don't see that just because of our environmental conditions in Kansas aren't real conducive to white mold. mold in soybean, unless you're in the far northeastern part of the state.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stomm on where winter canola works best in crop rotations. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Pumpkin was a survival food for our country's earliest settlers, but something happened in 1929 that made America fall in love with it. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 20th, the 264th day of the year, and actor Gary Cole celebrates a birthday. We've been digging into the history of pumpkin pie in America, and it seems that very little has changed over centuries from the classic ingredients of pumpkin, eggs, milk, and spices. But in old-time recipes, you'll find directions to boil, strain, sift, stew, or otherwise prepare the pumpkin. That paradigm shifted in 1929 when a Chicago meat canner named Libby diversified into canned vegetables. Suddenly, a can opener could eliminate hours of prep time, and America began a renewed love affair with seasonal must-have pie. A little history to ponder in the coming weeks as the annual pumpkin frenzy kicks into high gear. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KUDY and 55 degrees with sunshine. Look out, high of 95 today, almost summer-like heading into the weekend. But what a turnaround, 65 perhaps by Sunday on the high side. Cold front coming. They prompt some thunderstorms Saturday into Sunday. Inch or two accumulation possible.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We go into week number four of college football across the state of Kansas as the number 13 Kansas State Wildcats are back on the road as they take on BYU on Saturday. It's an evening game with kickoff at 9:30. Kansas State is going into week number four undefeated after a dominant victory last week against Arizona, 31-7, moving them up the top 25 AP polls to that number 13 slot. After this week, it's back home to Lawrence where they take on the number 14 Oklahoma State Cowboys next Saturday. On the Jayhawks side of things, it's back on the road for them as well this week for week number four as they have an 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday, taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. They had a close loss last week against UNLV where they went down 23-20, putting them 1-3 for the regular season so far. Next week, they're also back on home turf in Manhattan as they take on the TCU Horned Frogs next Saturday. As of right now, the UCF Knights are sitting at the top of the Big 12 Conference at 1-0 in conference play.
Friday night football action, Marysville hosting Wamego, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Concordia is at Abilene, Chapman at Riley County, Clay Center at Lewisburg, Rock Creek at Bonner Springs. In our Friday feature game on FM 95.5, Washington County will host Hanover, Axtell at Chase County, Frankfort at Solomon, Lynn at Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights entertains Donovan West, and Centralia's home to Onega. Again, Friday football, Marysville hosting Wamego, AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Washington County on FM 95.5, games on air online and on our free mobile app.
In this week's Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KNDY FM 95.5, the Washington County Tigers welcome in-county foe Hanover on homecoming night. Under first-year head coach Jason Hamm, Washington County is looking to turn around their winless start on the season.
I've never coached 8-man, so coming into the season, it's quite an adjustment from 11. So as a coaching staff, we have to step back and come up with some better ideas, which we have.
On the other sideline, Matt Hoyer's Wildcats are off to a 2-0 start, with more still being expected.
If we continue to improve on a week-to-week basis, we can be a pretty scary team as we get to the end of the season.
Catch the Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week this Friday between Washington and Hanover on FM 95.5. Opposite of our Game of the Week broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1, the Marysville Bulldogs put their 2-0 record up against fellow undefeated and state power Wamego at Homer Hansen Stadium. Having only allowed 8 points in the first two contests, head coach Tony Trimble likes where this team is headed.
The impressive thing to me is just the way that our kids understand their roles. They know that they're each an individual part of the bigger picture, and they need to do their part to the best of their ability so that their teammates can trust that they can do their own part.
Both contests set for 7 p.m. kickoff, with each broadcast streaming online at KNDYradio.com. Your home for high school football coverage on Friday nights is KNDY.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
We chant Rock Chalk. We wave the wheat. We wear red and blue. We're proud to be a Jayhawk.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's got to win it.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head east for a Big 12 showdown with West Virginia on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
KSU Wildcats.
Touchdown, Kansas State!
Get ready to pound the stone and join the Wildcats as they hit the turf all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to the Beehive State to battle the BYU Cougars. Our coverage begins at 7:30 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game on Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
KNDY.